You're a busy man. You're doing every day. You do something.
Yeah, no, we're quite busy here. Obviously, last season did not end the way we had planned, and so we get back to work. And what we've done over the past week is really make announcements on sort of both ends of our roster. First is obviously the designated players, and now today we just got finished announcing our USL Pro team, which is our second team in partnership with the City of Vaughan and the Ontario Soccer Association. So a lot going on.
John Molinaro's reporting that Kyle Becker's been traded to Dallas for allocation money. Can you confirm that?
We are currently finalizing that. That will not be announced until this afternoon, but yes, we're in talks with Dallas.
Now Kyle was the third overall pick in the 2013 MLS Super Draft. Is this just a matter of the allocation money being that valuable to this team, or does Kyle not have a place?
No, I think taking a step back and looking at our roster, there are certain areas where we had depth on our roster, and certain areas where we did not have depth. We think that we need to add depth on the defensive end of things, and so we're working on adding pieces there. And all of our fans know that was an area that we need to improve in this year. One area that maybe we don't need to sort of add depth is in the midfield. And Kyle is a fantastic player and a player that can keep possession of the ball. And what we saw was a number of teams who've been after him for a long period of time. On our team, he has not been able to earn the number of minutes that I think that would have made him happy, as well as us happy in terms of the way we're filling out a roster. We have Michael Bradley in the midfield. We have Colin Warner. So it was a crowded and difficult stretch where he was not seeing the number of minutes that he needs.
Right.
So when Dallas came, it became an opportunity that we actually felt was good for all parties involved. And so allocation is sort of another word for salary cap space.
And I guess as well, Marco Delgado, Jay Chapman. I mean, you really do have a surplus here, and the salary cap room with the moves you still have to make certainly gives you a little more freedom initially.
Yeah, especially in a year, it's a Gold Cup year. We're going to be losing players. Mm-hmm. We have a number of Canadian national team players in our team. We have a number of U.S. men's national team players. And so there's a period this year where there's a competition smack in the middle of our roster where we're going to need a number of players. And Kyle obviously is on the Canadian national team. But we have the depth in the midfield, but in other areas we don't necessarily have that depth.
Tim Bezbachenko joining us on the Jeff Blair Show. Tim, there's a report out of Italy, multiple reports out of Italy today, that actually Sebastian Giovinco could leave Juventus early and maybe even join Toronto FC in January as opposed to July. Are there any truth to those rumors?
That was something we talked about from the beginning when I started negotiating with the player, and the sites for us have always been on July. Mm-hmm. I have not been in touch with them about the club, being okay with him leaving early. I think that's something that Juventus has to choose and understand that their whether or not their roster can handle that, if they can make moves to bring someone else in. So it's something that we obviously would mind considering and talking to them about, but we have not yet.
Not being familiar with some of the logistics of this, obviously you'd have to talk to the player. Is the player okay with this? If it were to come about, have you had that conversation with him?
No, we have not. Again, okay. These are all just rumors, and you're asking me whether or not we would like a player of Sebastian's quality to start our season. That would be fantastic. But for us, it's really focusing about when he comes in July and getting through the first half of the year with the great players we do have on our roster. We're obviously starting off with an 8-game road trip because we have newly renovated stadium in BMO Field. It'll be the largest soccer-specific stadium in North America, and we're really excited about having that opportunity for our current squad until Sebastian gets here in July.
In conversation with Tim Bezbachenko, general manager of Toronto FC. So the pro club that you've established, the USL pro club you've established in Vaughan, how does that factor into your player development, strategy?
Yeah, so MLS is a young league compared to, the NHL and the NFL and NBA, in the sense that we don't have, until now, we haven't had a proper trajectory for a player to grow from U10 to really the professional ranks. College soccer plays a role, but it is not the sort of the factory that it is in terms of producing players for the other leagues. players around the world become professionals at a younger age, and we are competing at an international level with the likes of Juventus, Arsenals, you know, the Man U's of the world. And those players become professionals at 16, 17, 18 years old, up to 22. And so we have to fill in that gap. And that's what this team does for us. And then the new stadium that they're building is just going to add to the professional environment that we want to have for these players. They need to cut their teeth earlier. They need to they need to learn what it's like to be a professional playing against seasoned professionals in this league. So the USL League is sort of in the pyramid of leagues in North America, and it's something that I played in a number of years ago. It's a good league, and it will really prepare our players so that they can make the jump up to the first team. Because until now, we've had players. I think it's actually germane to, you know, could the conversation about Kyle. If we had a USL team over the last couple of years, I think Kyle Becker would have been in a different situation with our first team, because he would have been getting minutes with our USL Pro team.